Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Appreciate you very much. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Sarah Heiner. Bottom line, personal. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead and say it again, Sarah. I've got so many
Bottom line personal is the publication.
That's it.
Bottomlineinc.com is the website.
That's the
one. And on the website, you'll find our blogs, our podcasts. We have a podcast channel. I do podcasts. You're going to come be on my podcast.
I know. When is that going to happen?
We have to schedule it. We'll talk about that out
there. I'm ready. So, all right, folks, bottomlineinc.com. That's the one I can never remember because I have so many other bottom lines in my head. Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. And just, if nothing else, I mean, it's good stuff, folks. It's excellent stuff. But you'll be supporting a 21st century American small business that does print publication. I mean, how cool is that? Sarah, thanks
again. And we make them smart.
Exactly. Sarah, let's talk about another thing that's in the brand spanking new Bottom Line Personal. I mean, just out now. 5 money mavens reveal their most memorable mistakes. I love the alliteration. Good job there.
Thank you so much. We're word people. you know, I just said we'll make people smart. And this story, I love this story. Because we interviewed 6 of the top, I mean, these are like the genius
money
investment
mavens.
People, money people, lawyers, estate planning attorneys. And I don't care how smart you are, these people made some of the dumbest mistakes going, which means that anyone can make these dumb mistakes. So do you want to hear some of their dumbest mistakes? All right. So dumb mistake number 1, they loaned a family member money. They thought they're being smart because they wrote a promissory note, right? Mm-hmm. So here's a lawyer, I'm going to write a promissory note. Okay, fine. They forgot about what if the guy really hit a wall and couldn't pay them back?
Mm-hmm.
Then what do you do? So rule of – and everyone does it, right? People pitch up for money. So rule of thumb, don't lend anyone money unless you assume you'll never get that money back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had that happen to me a couple times in my life.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Someone dear to me, they needed money, and my husband and I talked about it. It's like, okay, I have to do this and assume I'm never going to get it back. 'Cause if you, and then write it off. Because otherwise,
and I've had people tell me that unless it was a giant amount of money, but if somebody wanted to borrow, you know, $50 or whatever, they just said, look, I'm just going to give you $50. You know, I'm just going to give it to you.
Oh, yeah. But
because,
I even had, there was a father
because
figure
if you owe me, if you owe me, you're going to want to not come around me anymore, you know, and so I'm just going to give it to you.
You have to, right. It has to do with how you frame it in your head. It's
right.
All about what we frame, right? We talked about that before. Mistake number 2, this is a financial person. So she didn't pay attention to her required minimal distributions from her IRA.
Mm-hmm.
So she took her distributions out, but she didn't double check that they got
processed properly.
This was a
really tricky
properly.
One here, this one.
Right. So this one, she actually, you know, wonderfully, she didn't need the income. So she was taking money out because she needed the distribution and then donating it directly to charities. But what she didn't do was double check that the checks went through where they were supposed
mm-hmm.
to. So at the end of the year, come December, go look back and make sure that your distributions were done properly and all your money was taken out.
In the end,
she ended up paying a big penalty.
Even though she was giving the money away, folks, because she split it up among charities, this is her required distribution from her IRA. She has to give, 2.5%? You got to draw like 2.5% out every year or you get into trouble and a penalty, she said, as she pointed out. And so anyway,
But one good deed goes unpunished,
Sarah.
Well, it was a postal system problem. For whatever reason, the check didn't get through.
But
it didn't deposit.
But she still got a penalty, even though she was given the money away.
She got a penalty, yes. Because
wow.
The IRS didn't care. It was, you know, she didn't double check. You need to
That's
just
amazing.
Double check that your distributions
right.
went to where they were supposed to.
All right, what's the next one?
Another person bought a house for the wrong reason. Oh, I'm rushing. The mortgage rates are low. The interest rates are low. I feel like it. You know, I have to. We're moving, and I have to get this house now. I don't want to rent. Well, no. Take your time. Buy the right house. Rent for a little while. Pay the money on storage for a little bit. It's a little inconvenient, but this woman ended up with a money pit. Big mistake.
Yeah, don't buy a house too soon. I mean, you gotta think about it. But when the time comes, though, when the deal's in front of you, you gotta be able ready to pull the trigger. Hey, Sarah, I gotta wrap it up. But folks, this is the brand new version. This is a brand new edition of Bottom Line.
And it's on bottomlineinc.com. The article is up there. Not all of our articles are on the website, but the highlights are, and this one is there.
All right, so good. Thank you for that. Bottomlineinc.com is the website. Hey, Sarah, good job today. Come back soon.
I will indeed. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. We always get smarter when Sarah joins us, and so we did today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Read it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.